And now, a Terry Ward essay.
Sometimes it really hits me when I go antiquing that often antiques and collectibles are dead people's knickknacks. I mean, sure, estate auctions are from someone's estate, usually. Boxes of stuff from many an auction make their way to a curio shop or a junk store, and there I go, digging through the remains, a vulture of discarded material culture. My favorite junk store ever is also the world's most vaguely creepy junk store. Inside, the stuff is piled so high you can barely squeeze through some of the aisles. It's like an episode of Hoarders in there. But that's not what makes it either my favorite junk store or vaguely creepy. No, what makes it memorable is that few places drive home so effectively the reality of our human mortality, or also of the futility of pouring too much of one's soul or whatever into workplaces or other things that just don't last or matter in the big picture. And this store is somehow a big cosmic magnet for that sort of energy. The back room does it. That's where the heaps, and I'm not speaking figuratively, these are heaps, of photos in cheap frames are. I go in there with reptilian mercenary motives. I want frames cheap. But as I mine through those photos and office trophies, I get sucked in. There are some human stories here. I don't know what nursing home full of former low-level VIPs this place keeps getting its items from. Maybe auctions of the stuff that went into storage as residents got dementia. I don't know. But this store has the office glory wall souvenirs from lots of retired higher-ups, admirals, diplomats. Here's a half-dozen framed certificates named to a Julian Niemczyk, the honors getting incrementally more grand as the dates progress. A framed letter to Ambassador Niemczyk. Oh, he's an ambassador now. A big black and white photo, I assume at the UN because of the little signs on the tables saying Czechoslovakia and also United States. Here's the man from that photo again, now in a fading wedding photo, the bride's bouffant hairdo and the Kodachrome paper both long obsolete. And here's another bunch of photos, a young Marine with V-I-Z-E on his uniform name tag. An officer points to vizes apparently just pinned on captain's insignia. A proud moment. Through more photos, I trace this fellow's rise all the way up to general. Here he is in front of a big FBI seal and with a bullet-headed detective type. The picture is autographed to General Vize, best wishes, Pat Gray. Well, that's the fellow who ran the FBI after J. Edgar Hoover died. Another few photos. Oop, I recognize this face. Here's General Vize again. Now at a gala dinner at the Commandant's house, the wives are in high-end sequined gowns. All the big Kodak moments of somebody's life, now in a junk shop for a quarter. I decide to buy the weird FBI picture. Oh, and here's a stack of office plaques. One to a Marine Lieutenant Colonel given by the South Vietnamese High Command for excellent logistics work. Here's a plaque to the same fellow, but from years earlier when he was a major. All these little puzzle pieces. Oh, here's someone new, a long service certificate for a lady in the federal bureaucracy. 30 years. Congratulations. Such work to get that trophy, which is now worth less than a nickel per year worked. And these people used to control 7-figure budgets. They supervised legions of underlings. They worked for decades to get those mementos. People's, dead people's, careers, marriages, lives, fading in heaps on the dollar or less table. It does get one thinking. Maybe had they put less into those careers, there would have been more family relationships, so these mementos would be heirlooms, and the dead people's knickknacks would not have wound up at a junk store. I buy up $10 worth. Some items I will sort of treasure in a weird way as bits of oddball history, and I'll pat myself on the back for sort of pitying these people. Others, really, I'm just going to rip apart and reuse the frame. I'm still reptilian and want cheap frames. Though now I'll also hopefully remember to pay more attention to loved ones, to friends. I'm inspired to try to keep the memory of me out of a junk store. I'm in this big-ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible.
Come on, man.
I'm in this big-ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna...
bought some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is Pulse.
Back after a break with Paul Summers, poet and skateboarder.